Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. It is just spectacular. What a great day for the beginning of the Wednesday at the Square Concert Series at Lafayette Square, right off Poydras on St. Charles, right there in downtown New Orleans. Big Sam's Funky Nation kicks it off. We'll try and get Big Sam on the phone in just a little while, but it's going to be a perfect afternoon for that. So for those of you who work anywhere in or around the downtown area, if you don't want to be stuck in traffic, don't get stuck in traffic. Just go hang out at Lafayette Square for this great concert. People are there, arts and crafts. There's a whole row of food. It's a mini festival and sponsored by the Young Leadership Council. And this happens every year, and it's kicking off this afternoon. Could not be a more perfect day. And, I mean, I even know people who sometimes come from Metairie to enjoy it. So it's going to be a great day for that. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. Once again, I'm still broadcasting from my apartment in downtown New Orleans with hopes of being back in the studio just as soon as I can. And, you know, I got an email. I got a text earlier from one of our account executives, DePaul Smith. And DePaul just sent me a text and said that my neighbor down the street, Christine, said that she has been praying for you. And I sent him a text back, thank Christine. And I get so many text messages. I get so many comments when people have seen me in public about how they're praying for me. You know, that's really a very humbling thing when you think that somebody is taking time to pray for you. I mean, there are so many big things to, and so many important things in everybody's lives to pray for, that the very idea that somebody would pray for me, or that somebody would pray for somebody just as an individual, is very, very humbling. And to say thank you doesn't really express how I feel. But since I can't express it any better, I just want to say thank you. You have no idea how much that that means. And I can tell you this, your prayers are being answered. Because I went to the doctor just a little while ago. I wasn't sure my appointment would be over in time for me to do the show, but it was. Able to do the show today. Took the stitches out, both sides of my my ankle. Yeah, you know, that kind of hurts just a little bit when they have to, you know, yank a couple of them out there because the skin kind of grew over them. And everything is healing. Still on crutches. Next appointment early April, and then maybe then I can start to put some weight on my my ankle. So it's a long road back. And you know, I keep getting asked, did they ever find the person who did this? And I say no, they didn't. The 8th District did find police crime camera surveillance. And the surveillance video shows two motorcycles speeding through the intersection, one of them hitting me, and they were going so fast that it's just a blur. And they were not even able to get the license plate. But you know what? I'm beyond that. That's not as important to me as healing and realizing how fortunate I am that it was not a lot worse. Okay, so here we are on this Wednesday. By the way, a super full moon tonight. So if the show gets a little wacky today, it's because that full moon is lurking right now just below the horizon. And it's going to be rising up a little bit later. You know what? I haven't thought of it yet, but we've got to add, at some point this afternoon, we've got to play Bad Moon Rising by CCR as one of our bumper songs. You know, there are a lot of myths and stories about full moons and how people are crazier, that the population in general is crazier during a full moon than other times. And, you know, I've done some research on that, and that's really a myth, even though people swear by it. And, you know, you almost wonder if because the suggestion has been so planted in the minds of the general population that people think that if there is a full moon, maybe they can be a little crazier. But there are reasons why the theories started that people are crazier during a full moon. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, but you know, it is interesting to look into that. So is Fox News perhaps moving a little more toward the center and away from being extremely pro-Trump. There is an article in Vanity Fair that says Sean Hannity is considering leaving. And they just hired a former DNC chairperson, Donna Brazile. And she was on with Newell Norman earlier, right? I missed it, but I heard that she was on with Newell earlier. Now, they've always had, Fox News has always had Democrats. They've always had liberals on in the same way that CNN has always had conservatives on. MSNBC seems to be a little less balanced. At least that's what I notice as I flip through all of the channels. But Fox News, you know, is, I'm sure, positioning themselves to try to get at least one of the debates coming up well, I guess it'll be coming up soon. Well, not really soon, but, you know, before the election next year. But, you know, what's interesting to me, and I posted this on my Facebook page, I think it's interesting that, you know, maybe Fox News is moving in the direction of what we're doing on this show. And I'm not saying they're copying me, but I do this show the way I do it because it's honestly who I am. But as an independent, as somebody who has publicly and openly really rejected the far right, rejected the progressive left, and been honest about seeing things, I wonder if Fox News realizes that maybe this is really where America is headed. I think America is headed in that direction, and I thought that a couple of years ago when I started doing this show. I'm not doing the show for that purpose because everything that I say and do is honestly me, but I think America has reached a saturation point with the far right in media, and I think with more the televised media, the saturation point has been reached for the liberal media a long time ago. So, you know, maybe, and there seem to be some people who are already starting to criticize Fox News for maybe this move more toward the center. And that would explain why a guy like Shepard Smith is still on Fox News, who does not always have a positive view. And Fox News and Neil Cavuto and others on Fox News have been very critical of President Trump at times, while the others, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and a few others, have been very supportive, totally supportive of President Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But we'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour. First up on the show this afternoon, though, it has been almost 2 years since the Confederate-era monuments were taken down in New Orleans. Almost 2 years. I mean, that seems hard to believe, but it was 2017, right? May, I think, 2017? So almost 2 years since the statues came down. Do you miss them? Do you come to New Orleans less because the statues are down? Do you think the city has changed? Has the city changed in a good way or in a bad way? I don't think the city's changed at all. What do you think? If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text number is 870-870. We'll come back after this break with your comments. And you can also send me a text at 870-870. And I guess, you know, times are changing. And those statues, I don't think, needed to be there anymore. If they stayed, oh, okay. If they're gone, okay. The city hasn't really changed. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. I'm Scoot. We're talking about the Confederate-era monuments, and they're back in the news because our Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, wants the city to turn them over to the state. And one of the problems is the PGT Beauregard statue, which is owned by City Park. But I don't see why negotiations can't be worked out for all of this. I mean, this is not the biggest thing that can happen, and somehow it's like moving a mountain. I mean, they're monuments. They were taken down, so why can't there be a transfer to where they're put somewhere? Because right now they're being kept in a shed that was built for them. Now, this is not some climate-controlled shed, I don't think. I want you to know that these monuments are exposed to the elements, just like they were when they were out. I mean, they really didn't need to build a shed for them, if you think about it, because it's not like they were going to get ruined if they got rained on or something like that, because, well, they were out. I don't know. It seems like just this is what bothers me about government. it takes so damn long to do stuff. And there are committees that are set up, and there's paperwork, and there's work hours that are used. And it's an insult to the taxpayers. And I'm not just talking about the city of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana. I'm talking about governments all over. Although, having lived in other places, I can tell you it's a bit worse here than it is elsewhere. I mean, we just get so hung up on, well, I don't know what to do. We don't know what to do with these. We got to have this committee, or what about this? Man, just make a damn decision. It can't be that difficult to figure out what the hell to do with the statues. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says Donna Purcell is not going to bring any more to Fox than any of the other dozen Dem guests or contributors do. Her rollout last night with Hannity was not too good. She never answered any direct questions. A lot of tap dancing. Well, you know, I understand that. And at some point, she's going to have to find her voice and be bolder. I think she will. I'm not a big fan of Donna Purcell. I did not respect the job she did as a chairperson of the DNC. And I thought it was terrible that she gave the... she was with CNN at the time, or she had a connection with CNN at the time because she had been on CNN, gave some of the debate questions to Hillary. I mean, that was a big mistake. That was bad. And I'm assuming that she'll come into her own. The other part of this is, look, she's doing this for the money. And Fox News obviously made her a lucrative offer to get her on. And, you know, you have to also understand that when it comes to politics, and you know this, conflict sells. Conflict is entertaining. And so she will bring conflict. I'm not suggesting that she's going to bring even more, but I'm looking at a couple of other signs, and this is from my perspective as somebody who has studied mass media his entire career. It seems like there are other signs that indicate that maybe Fox is moving a little bit toward the middle. And this is something also suggested in a Vanity Fair article. So it'll be a conversation that we will continue to have on and off. We'll have it a little bit later. From New Orleans, Ryan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I discovered the show recently. I love just the refreshing take that it's okay to disagree. Everybody doesn't have to argue all the time.
I appreciate that, Ryan.
I just wanted to say about the Confederate monuments, you were saying what to do, and I've heard a couple people say this too. Maybe you've said this before. I think however you feel about those individuals or the cause, they belong in a museum. They belong in the proper context, in my opinion.
Well, because they are historic.
It's a shame they can't. Yeah, it's a shame they can't get their act together, state, city, whoever, and just do the right thing for us, for the people.
Well, it amazes me. I mean, why is this so difficult? I mean, no wonder they can't figure out what the hell to do with the sewage and water board. They can't figure out what to do with some inanimate objects, like some statues. I mean, this is not some, life-changing decision, but, everybody's holding, the city's holding on to them. And I would hope that Mayor Cantrell would just, move forward and, my God, let's just get this done and get it over with. Put it somewhere where people can enjoy it. Those who want to enjoy it.
More.
All right, Ryan, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So I think the monuments are so representative of the racial tension that still exists in the country today. And while things are different, things are a lot different in so many ways. But I think that now that so much time has passed since the Civil Rights Movement in 64, maybe there is this just innate feeling that we think things should be even better than they are now. And therefore, we're disappointed that there's still racism today. But there is. You know, last night, I had a chance to be a guest for a dinner and a screening of the movie White Right, Meeting the Enemy. And it was done by a Muslim activist, Dia Khan, and the Sacred Music Festival, which is coming up in New Orleans. It's free, coming up April the 6th. They sponsored this. And this was at Cafe Istanbul on St. Claude in the Bywater. And I had a chance to go to this, and I sat there and I watched this with Muslims, with Jews, and Christians, with whites and blacks. And I got to tell you, it was hard to watch it. This National Socialist movement, this white supremacist movement, is so dedicated to their cause. But yet, when they got to know the Muslim activist in person, one-on-one, they were less antagonistic. And I think it revealed a very interesting thing about people, even a white supremacist group. When it comes to a lot of people, we don't attack the individual. We can be friends with and accept and like the individual that sits across from us or that works with us or that hangs out with us. But that doesn't stop us from hating the entire group. And I'll be talking a little bit about this this movie, White Right Meeting the Enemy. And she went in as a Muslim activist. She went in and she wanted to get to know who the enemy was. She wanted to get to know these white supremacists. And I got to tell you, most of them, the majority of them, really sounded very, very ignorant. And many of them talked about how they were abused as kids, their dads beat them up, or they were lost, and they found a place. In the same way that some people find a place in a gang, many white supremacists are lost, disenfranchised people who really are weak, aimless people that are looking for a place. It's one of the things that I really got from this film last night. So we're talking about the monuments because they're back in the news. Billy Dungesser wants them to be turned over to the state. And I mean, go ahead and do it and get that over with. But here's the real question, though. It's been almost 2 years. Do you miss the monuments? I mean, can you honestly say you have not come to New Orleans because the monuments were taken down? Now, inevitably, somebody can call and say they have, but I don't see tourist numbers showing that the monuments over the last nearly 2 years, I don't see that the monuments being gone have cut down on our tourism. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text 870-870. We'll be back. This song was written shortly before John Lennon was murdered, and I always got the feeling that he had this feeling that something may happen. But, you know, that was a couple that really, truly loved each other. And what a tragic loss. You know, a lot of people, though, blame Yoko Ono for breaking up the Beatles. I don't know what broke up the Beatles. There are people who say it was Linda McCartney and Yoko Ono. Who knows? But this is the day that John and Yoko got married in 1969. Okay, so we've got the big full supermoon coming up tonight. So as I said at the beginning of the show, if anything weird happens, if weird callers call, just know that there's a full moon lurking below the horizon right now. It is waiting to rise up. And sometime around 8:30 tonight, you'll see the super full moon. It's going to be brighter and bigger than other full moons. And let's get back to your calls. From Covington, Roland, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. I just wanted to make a comment about the statues. You know, wherever government is concerned, it's always money. And the statues are worth money. That's why it's such an ordeal as to who gets them.
Well, figure it out. I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I mean, there have got to be offers out there. And at some point, you know, the city just moves like molasses. You know, you look at the World Trade Center at the foot of Canal Street. How long did it take them to figure out what to do with that building? And there was fighting and there was holding back on it there. You know, again, the city doesn't move forward as fast as it could or as fast as it should, in my opinion. But I know it's about money, but it can't be that complicated. You can't wait for the ultimate deal because I can't imagine that they're going to be worth that much more a year from now than they are right now. So if there's an offer on the table, take it. Let's get it over with.
Well, that's what we don't know if there's an offer. The state, you say the state should buy them, but the state maybe don't want to put out the money.
Well, I don't know if the state wants to buy them. I know Billy Nungesser wants them turned over to the state, and if the city's not using them, I mean, you know, just do it. Again, if there's no offer now, Roland, do you honestly think that that the city thinks that there's going to be an offer in the future?
Well, the city has the money in their hands. They're not going to just turn them over to the state for free.
Okay, maybe not. But what are they getting out of them now?
Well, it's a negotiation deal.
Well, but what are they going to be in a better position to negotiate the value of these monuments 5 years from now or 2 years from now than right now? I think they're pretty hot property
well,
now
right.
for those
you're
who
right.
want them.
You're right in saying that because if the state doesn't want them, then I guess the city, if they want to get rid of them, they'll take the highest bidder.
I can't imagine that they would be hotter property as time goes on. They're going to be the hottest property right after they were taken down, and the city didn't move right away.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. All right, Roland, I appreciate the call. Look, there's no doubt that it could be about money, but again, I don't understand the wisdom here. Do it. You know, do the Nike thing. Just do it. Figure it out and do it. And if you're sitting back holding the monuments thinking that, man, somebody's going to come along and offer a lot more money 2 years from now, what is it that's going to happen between now and 2 years from now that's going to make these monuments more valuable than they are right now? And they're valuable now to some people because of the controversy that continues to surround them. And there's a lot of attention being paid to the monuments because of the controversy over taking them down. And people who never, ever noticed the monuments have talked about and noticed the monuments. People were not coming to New Orleans. And all the people in the suburbs and around the New Orleans area who said, well, I'm not coming to New Orleans anymore. But you came here to see the monuments? Nobody drove across the lake to drive around Lee Circle to see the Lee Circle statue. They might have come here and gone around Lee Circle, but they didn't say, okay, this Saturday, all right, kids, get in the car. We're going to go see the Lee Circle statue. Okay, come on, let's go. I just don't see that happened. And again, if the argument was that the monuments should not bother you, if they're up and they shouldn't bother you, then I can also make the argument that if the monuments are down, that should not bother you either. Because whether they're up or down doesn't change you. It doesn't change me. It doesn't change anybody in the city. It might make some people feel better. I get that. And that's okay. But it doesn't really change you. And do you miss the monuments? And has the city changed? Has the city changed in this nearly 2 year period when the monuments have been down? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, here's the number, 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. And as you know, as the show continues this afternoon, we may not always agree, but every afternoon from 1 to 4, this is a celebration of freedom of speech. And we'll be right back on WWL. President Trump says that Kellyanne Conway's husband, George, is crazy. The president said he's a nut job. And then George Conway sent out a tweet that said, "You are nuts." And then apparently that was taken down. But the president also described George Clooney as a stone cold loser and the husband from hell. Now, I saw a sound clip earlier where Kellyanne Conway said, "I disagree with that." I don't know if she was disagreeing with that or if she was disagreeing with the criticism of the president. Here's an interesting text that says, "Scoot, I think the city administration is beholden to the faction that will only be satisfied with the destruction of those monument statues." Well, if that's true, the city needs to stand up and just take a stand. You know, remember, the city stood up to that group that went well beyond its cause and tried to demand that the statue of Andrew Jackson come down. Well, that wasn't going to happen. So they were living on a sense of superiority, a superiority complex. Take him down, Nola. Andrew Jackson was not going to come down. And there were so many reasons why it was different from the Confederate era monuments. So if the city is beholden to that group, then, you know, wake up and serve everybody that you represent. And stop serving that one group, if that's the case. I hope that's not the case, but if it is, the city needs to be bold enough to do its job, which is, you know, just either put them somewhere or let them go, but stop holding them hostage. From Waveland, Jarrett, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hi, Scoot. It's a monument statement I'd like to make, a comment. Yeah. I don't agree with what you said. It hadn't changed anything. I'll give you one example right here. I'm a longtime rider of a member of Endymion, 35 years, and we pass Lee Circle every parade route every year, and it used to be lit up. It had the monument. It was all lit up. Families would picnic there all day. And then when we passed it, it was a lot of a family atmosphere. Now I've noticed over the last 2 years, I had to take pictures of it. I even took pictures with my phone as I was riding on the float, that it was total darkness. There's no lights lit that used to shine up at the monument. The place is nothing but a big hill. So if the city was going to do something to improve this as far as removing the statue and improve people's thinking, they should have something planned to do with it. It's a pathetic sight, and I wish you could see the photos that I have taken on my phone from the float. There's no families there anymore. It's a bunch of drunks. It's people hanging out. It's pitch dark. It's a sad looking sight. And
well, I think it's interesting, Jared. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, but I think your view of that is rather skewed. That's not an area of Mardi Gras that I go. But I'm telling you that people did not go to Lee Circle because the statue of Robert E. Lee was up there. They went to Lee Circle because of the geographical location, the proximity to uptown and downtown. And if there are less families there, there are always changes when it comes to Mardi Gras. And maybe there's this natural migration of people somewhere else and somewhere else. And maybe some people have decided not to go. But there are really no signs that the city has suffered any kind of negative consequences as a result of that statue being down. And when you think about how long Endymion is, my God, that's one little spot that's going to somehow affect your parade.
Well, no, I'm not saying affecting my whole parade. That area is what I'm saying is now an eyesore. It is pitched off. Nobody uses it. It's not a family atmosphere place. It's an eyesore, pitched off. Why turn the lights out on it, you know?
Well, I think there should be lights there, and I think it is true that the city should have had a plan. But as we know, Mayor Landrieu, who was in office and in charge at the time, he was more interested in getting them down than doing the right thing. And all of this was designed to get him in a position to run for president of the United States, and right now he's not even registering on the polls. So, you know, yes, that was an ill-fated mission from the beginning. With Landrieu, and it was Landrieu's fault. So I get that. But look, let's be honest. Lee Circle is not a family-oriented area. It's not that there are adult bookstores or anything around there, but Lee Circle's not for families. I mean, during Mardi Gras, families can go there. But at night, there are things around there that do not make that conducive to being the most family-oriented area. But there should be lights. I do. I agree with that. And again, shame on Mayor Landrieu for not having the foresight. You know, or maybe Landrieu thought you and I were dumb enough that we wouldn't notice. We wouldn't notice that he's going to get this great amount of attention from taking the statues down, but didn't have a damn plan to replace them, or didn't have a plan to do something with them. And as you know, he broke his word and did not do with the statues what he told everybody he was going to do. But again, if you don't lie, if you don't deceive the public, how will you ever position yourself to be president of the United States? All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. You've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, we're coming right back with more of your comments on WWL. I'm Scoot. Welcome back to our show on this Wednesday afternoon on WWL, and let's get right back with more of your calls. From Slidell, Mike, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Yeah, buddy, you know, a lot of us were born and raised here, and so all the time, you know, been around New Orleans, I didn't pay no attention to the statues, except I know they was part of the French Quarter, and that's all I thought about.
Well, you knew they were there, but you didn't make a special trip to New Orleans to see them. I don't know why that argument was ever made by those who wanted to protect the monuments. It was absurd to suggest that families are getting in the car because, this weekend, let's go down and see the PGT Beauregard statue at the beginning of City Park. You passed by it. You barely knew it. More people learned about them when there was talk of taking them down. So if they were that important, more people would have known about them from the beginning.
Right, right. And that's why we have all the stuff going on in the news today. They bringing up stuff like John Wayne and all and that instead of just leaving well enough alone, you know?
Well, I'm not really sure about that, but Raymond, you're on WWL.
Hey,
hello, Raymond.
Hey. Man, my bookie dropped the ball twice today.
Who did?
You did, by what you're commenting on about the statues. I have two stories I could tell you.
Okay.
I used to be your paper boy from the neighborhood back in Westgate.
Oh, you were my paper
boy? And my mother used to, yes, back in the day, many years ago.
Yeah, back when I used to actually
used to
have
drive
a newspaper.
My mother used to drive me in a 55 Dodge to the streetcar line. Then we would ride the streetcar to Lee Circle, and I would have a peanut butter sandwich there. Then she took me to speech therapy at Dominican College to make it exciting. That's how she broke up our trip. And we didn't go there to go see the monument. We went there to spend time with it. And then my 99-year-old neighbor, Miss Olga, we passed by City Park. It's like, what happened to the statue? Nobody's pumping this information ahead. She noticed it's gone.
Well, I notice it's gone. I notice it's gone, too. And look, Raymond, you know, your mom may have done that, and there may have been people who did that. But generally speaking, there were not massive amounts of people in the New Orleans area that went down to see Robert E. Lee. They went to Lee's Circle for different reasons, but they didn't go just to see the statue. It doesn't mean some didn't, but there's no sudden exodus of people now going somewhere else and not coming to Lee Circle because the statue's gone. And listen, I appreciate you delivering my newspaper to me. Those were back in the days when I had to cut articles out of the newspaper every day, and you were a very good paper boy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. A long time ago.
Raymond, I appreciate the call, and you spoke very well, so obviously speech therapy worked, and your mom was a good mom to take time for you to do that. All right, we'll continue this conversation in the next hour. So if you're on hold, stay with us if you're just tuning in. About 2 years ago, the statues were taken down, the Confederate era monuments taken down. Is the city better, worse? Has the city changed? Has anything changed as a result of the monuments being down? And do you really honestly miss them? We'll continue this conversation. Also talk about the possibility that Fox News might be moving more toward the center and becoming less extremely pro-Trump. We'll be back.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.